The pressure was on for other teams taking on Exira EHK this season, as this girls' team was able to battle all year long, especially in the face of adversity. Exira EHK was able to defeat Trainer, who is a state top 10 team, before falling to Westwood in the regional championship game. Head coach Tom Peterson was proud about his girls challenge themselves every night, just like they did against Trainer.
Well, against Trainer, I really thought that, you know, the girls continued to play, you know, as hard as they possibly could and follow through with the game plan. Coming out at halftime, you know, we had talked, we were down by 11 points. You know, we did not make shots in the second quarter. And then coming out at halftime, we were pretty confident. We had put in a new half-court defensive trap defense. And so the girls were able to, you know, carry that out. And I thought our pressure really bothered Trainer in the third quarter, even though we weren't cutting the gap, we were getting opportunities. And then finally in the fourth quarter, you know, we finally got some shots to fall. And, you know, it just said a lot about our girls and what they did and kind of what they had done, you know, all year long. You know, just our conference was tough. But, you know, playing through a lot of adversity in that game and then just finding a way at the end.
The Spartans featured just one senior this season, Hannah Nelson. She may not have led in scoring every night for Exira EHK, but her physicality, leadership, and poise were three aspects of just the many that she featured throughout her 4 years as a Spartan.
Well, you know, Hannah was there, you know, at the very beginning as a freshman. I think we were down to, I want to say, six players because of some injuries. And, you know, we were able to, you know, we qualified for the state tournament. Hannah was thrown in as a freshman, and it's extremely difficult in those situations. But, you know, she never complained. She tried to learn the system the best she could when she was that young. And same thing as a sophomore. You know, she had to, once again, she's thrown in. We didn't have a lot of kids. And, you know, last year she played a more significant role. And if she would have been healthier this year, I think, you know, things would have been different for her. We got her back midway through the season. But when I look back on it, she knew where she was supposed to be, Zach, and all at all of these times, you know, so she wasn't able to get there physically, but mentally she knew. And so that helped her improvise to get into certain defensive positions for us. You know, so it just it's one of those girls you don't want to lose. You know, I was fortunate to have the opportunity to coach, you know, and especially off the court, just a great, great human being. So very proud of everything that she's done for us.
Taryn Peterson was named to the IGCA All-District and IBCA All-Region team this season. Taryn was also named alongside Jalen Peterson as first-team All-Conference members as just a sophomore and a freshman, respectively. This is an impressive feat, but Coach Peterson is looking for these two to work alongside their teammates and put in the work this offseason to aim for improvement next season.
For them to be recognized like that, you know, from other coaches, you know, it says a lot about, you know, their potential and what they're able to do. But at the same time, you know, do you want to get better? You know, one of the things I always talk about to the girls, you know, you can be average, good, or great. You know, a lot of times everybody is, you know, you're average when you step on the floor. You know, if you want to be good, you're going to have to put a lot more time in. And if you want to be great, it involves sacrifices. You know, the biggest thing is being a great teammate. And I thought throughout the season, our girls started to figure that out, especially those two, because those two play off of each other. You know, they're able to improvise and do a lot of things defensively, but all of our girls did. But we just got to, you know, the kids have got to put time in, Zach, in the off season. You know, I'm hoping that these girls got a little bit of taste of it, and it's something they want to aim for in the future.
Looking into the scope of next season, Exira EHK is bringing back their top five leading scorers from this season. Freshman Riley Miller, Taryn Peterson, and Caitlin Christensen all were able to provide a spark, while Jalen Peterson, Kaden Spohr, Maine Jorgensen, Harley Fawn, and Alyssa Tesserette all return this next season and are looking to get into the spring sports season to provide a spark for Spartan athletics.
It's just going to depend on them. You know, we like the freshman when Riley Miller, she started a lot of games toward the end. Taryn, she was there throughout the season. You know, I'm really proud of Caitlin Christensen. You know, it's a gal that came out. She hasn't been playing basketball, and, you know, she was there at practice. for us and throughout the year. You know, she got her first basket against Peyton Sherdan, and it kind of says a lot about the rest of the girls because they were all screaming on the sidelines. So, you know, those freshmen. And then just the other girls, Jalen, Cadence, Maine, and Harley. They've been there. And Alyssa, she's a girl that came over from Audubon also that's learning the system. I'm hoping that, you know, they're all willing to put that time in once again because, you know, we've got a good nucleus there, Zach, but, you know, we've got to continue to improve. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm really excited about this group.
Xavier EHK finished the season with a 16-7 record while finishing 11-4 in Rolling Valley Conference action. Coach Peterson thanks his athletes for a fun and successful basketball season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.